This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy Days, COVID-19 2021 a dish. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. What's that? Yes, last week during the opening, I did this bit wherein I gave out Joey Greer's cell number, and I realize now that was wrong. I want to apologize to you, the listener, and of course, to Joey. The number I gave you was his landline. His cell number is 310-555-7848. But I digress. Let's meet our Occam and Shawi, no particular order. Say hey to Chris Alvarado. Shoe lover, do you have a type of everyday socks that you always choose over the others?
Yes, 1,000%.
Right?
As a matter of fact, I just ordered 5 more pairs 2 days ago from Uniqlo. Yes. Some people pronounce it Uniqlo, but I pronounce it Uniqlo. Sure. Now, you know, we all, you know, we're hip. We don't want to show our socks. Some people do. That's kind of a trend. But for my choice of no-show sock is not the no-show sock from Uniqlo. It's the low-cut sock from Uniqlo. Now, the difference is it's still no-show, but you get a little more support.
That's right.
Because their classic no-show are those thin, almost like ballerina style, very thin, and they fall underneath. These are sturdy. I'm wearing them now. They're good in Crocs. Ladies and gentlemen, or however you identify, I cannot stress, I just spent $85 on strictly underwear and socks 2 days ago from Uniqlo. The Airism stuff is great. It breathes. It feels fancy. Because you know why? You're worth it.
Nice. You had me and I wear them in Crocs. All right. And now Craig Kakowski with his 1980s VHS tape review corner. Kakao?
Okay. All right. I have rented Witchboard.
Nice.
On VHS. Pop it in right now.
Okay.
Was I supposed to watch it ahead of time, then review it? Or?
Probably.
Okay. FBI we'll check warning. In with you
next week.
FBI warning. FBI warning. Okay. I got to adjust the tracking. I got some lines there.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Adjust the tracking. Wow. Oof. Bring FBI me fucking warning. Back.
Yep. FBI warning.
Sure.
I think it's frozen.
It might be
they
frozen.
Didn't freeze.
It's not frozen. It's Witchboard. It's definitely Witchboard.
Hey, there's James Heaney. Johnny James, if you had a message for kids out there, what would it be?
When you're leaving town, mm-hmm. when you get older, make sure, doubly sure, that you take your trash out.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, your whole month-long vacation, you're going to think to yourself, God. Is it going to be roaches? Is it going to be maggots? James, what am I going to find at my... What?
Jeff, do you need any of us to swing by your place and throw out the
no,
trash?
No, I kept all my keys. I kept all my keys. Oh, so I didn't give them to my roommates.
No one can get in there to throw out your trash.
Yeah, so I shipped it to... I shipped my keys to a dear friend, Morgan. He gave me the wrong address. It's just been a real bad time. I guess if somebody knows how to get through a deadbolt, and take out my trash set with me.
Everyone knows how to get through a deadbolt, James. It's called a key. So if you could, again, send the key to the correct address.
Well, the first one is it's stuck in transit. I'm going to have to double. I'm going to have to do next day shipping now for the next set of keys.
All right. Much like Craig's VHS tape review corner, we will check back in with you for the rest of the story. What the who now? It's Mark Gagliardi, hot sauce buddy. Snob. What's the one job you simply could not do? But had to.
Traveling salesman.
Keep going.
I needed a job when I first moved to LA.
Correct.
And so I got a job as a traveling salesman, and I rode shotgun for one day with a dude in a three-piece suit, a big like hulking 50-something gentleman in a hot sunny day in a three-piece suit in a sedan in Southern California. And he made me sit in the car next, sitting shotgun. He pulled over and he would just drill me on sales. And I found out that day, I cannot sell anything.
And were you selling Kirby vacuum cleaners? What were you?
We were selling local airtime for the local spots on the cable network.
Sure.
Or on the cable system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So door normally when I think of the term or title,
business to business,
traveling salesman.
Right.
I picture somebody, leaving town.
No. I mean, traveling in a car with a fella, just like from the valley to like Torrance. Sure.
Yeah.
That's traveling salesman.
Okay. Yeah. You can just say salesman.
Look, man. If I'm just a salesman, then I'm doing it from my computer. If I got to get up and go to any other room,
you got
to
travel.
I'm a traveling salesman.
Oh, I love that. You found out that day. Yeah, I sold Kirby vacuum cleaners for half a day and realized the same realization. Not for me. The guy I was with could pour shit out in somebody's carpet and clean it up with the Kirby and sell. First time I poured shit out in somebody's carpet, they said, "Get the fuck out of my house." And it was over for me. And last, but sweet pink eye for you, if you think him least, it's Joey Greer, toenail keeper. What's the one thing you would kick a lover out of bed for doing?
Bringing too much ice cream in.
Let's do a damn show. All of our scene suggestions are gathered from your listener emails or from our patron VIPs. To become a patron, VIP supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks such as video of Joey in bed with ice cream, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd also, you get in archives our monthly cast hang video. We do them live and then they live in archives for patron supporters only. There's another perk. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at our new email address. alchemythis email at gmail.com. That's alchemythis
email at gmail.com.
Scene one comes to patron VIP Toivo, who wrote, "Dear Kevin Dash Cole, it took me over 2 years and 244 episodes of Alchemy This to realize that Joey Greer is actually pretty okay. No, right. Actually, Joey is my new number one alchemist. Do not get me wrong, gang. I love each and every one of you, especially Joey's random background shouts from background characters and his hilarious.
Hold on. So he said he loves Joey, yeah. But don't get us wrong. He loves all of us, especially Joey's characters.
Exactly.
You know what, dude? I don't even know why. All right. Yeah. This right? is fun.
I don't think he likes me either. I think he just likes the people that are in the background. So.
He likes when Joey's in the background is my takeaway as well. Yeah. And what he likes about each of us is the fact that Joey's in the background.
Yeah.
That said, let's get to the...
I have some more things to say about Joey.
Yeah, since I'm now a dad of a six-month-old boy and suffer from long-term sleep deprivation, I'd love if you guys could conjure up a scene where a secret agent has to take his unusually intelligent toddler to work. Yours faithfully, Toivo of the Finland. Okay, I think, as you know, Agent 706 is in the field, and he's going to be reporting back to us in just the next couple of minutes. But
Agent 706.
Mm-hmm, yes, that's right, 007. It's Agent 706.
706.
Yep, yeah, yeah. So he's going to be reporting back to us from the field shortly. I just want to make sure everyone has questions and comments for when he does.
You want to make sure we have questions and comments for him?
Yeah, when he checks in, I would
706.
Yeah.
Yes. 832. I'm not quite sure. Shouldn't he have questions for us? I don't understand exactly what I'm doing here.
Terribly sorry. I have a question as well, 832. Is this I thought this was a debriefing, not a briefing. I'm not quite sure.
I thought I feel silly.
I feel a bit odd. I didn't know if we were supposed to. Is it pleasantries that was to be asking him, or are we asking him about specifically a mission that he was on?
Fellas, he's been in the field for 17 months straight. He's going to be checking in. Okay, that's all. 17
months. 706.
Okay, someone needs to help me through the commenting on what's happening.
Well, you better take him with you. Okay, I'm sorry. I had him the last 2 weeks in my job. It's your turn now to take care of the kid. I'm sorry. That's just how it is. All right? My work is breathing down my neck. I can't have him around. He's like going into all the finance records and changing the numbers.
I stopped finding you attractive the moment you told me you were pregnant.
Oh, my God. Do you think... you know why I slept with you? Do you know why I slept with you?
I don't know, because you were drunk. Because you're always drunk.
I was sober that night. No, I would get back at my boyfriend. Okay? All right?
Did it work?
Yeah, it worked. Okay, but he's totally open with a throuple. All right, now look, you need to take care of Henry, all right? And you need to bring him to work, whatever that means. I don't care. Don't tell me it's secret.
Mother,
I don't
father, give a please shit. Stop secret. Fighting.
Henry, we're not fighting, okay?
This don't is call just him Henry, call him 211.
Henry, I'm just going to go to now. Work with you. Okay. Henry, you're going to go to work with your dad, all right? And I packed you a lunch. Okay, a little thermos in there with your decaffeinated coffee. I'm sorry, I'm not going to give you caffeinated. That's just too much.
Do you want to tell mother the three numbers we came up for her?
666.
666.
The number of
666.
The beast.
666. The number of the beast.
Well, that's also just a number.
I don't agree. That was more 706 is doing.
I don't believe in that. It doesn't matter. And it's just obviously it's symbolism to talk about the Romans at the time. Okay. Nero was sacrificing Christians. That's just what it meant. Look, Henry,
don't start flirting with me now. Okay. Now's the time. You had your chance. Okay. You start talking history. Things are bound to come up. 666.
What's going on,
Henry? I'm going to pin a $50 to your chest jacket.
Why would you do that?
So he has some money to get what he wants. I don't know what's at your work. Maybe there's some candy bars.
I've got money.
Oh, right. That's why you're living in my apartment?
But I drive a fucking Alfa Romeo, don't I? Huh?
Yeah. Yes. A 1996 Alfa Romeo.
Don't say the year.
So, 706 and 2/11. 16 1/2 months you have been in this cellar, and we've not gotten any word from you about the numbers on that $50 bill pinned to the little one's shirt. You're going to sit here and tell you until you tell us what those numbers mean. You know this.
Can I have my sandwich now?
No, you can't have your sandwich, 2/11. Your sandwich is here, just out of arm shot. Though in the last 16 1/2 months you have had a bit of a growth spurt, so I did have to move the sandwich just a little bit.
I'm 3 now.
Congratulations. Now tell us what we want to know.
I am dying over here.
Can you do something about him, by the way?
Oh, I can't. He's one of my favorite characters in the back. He just yells things every once in a while. It's my favorite part of the job.
But don't look at me when you're saying that. You're looking at me like you're going to give me a compliment, and then you switch it and say you like him.
I will give you no compliment, 706. I've not got information out of you or your tiny version. You give me information you want, and then you can go to your precious conference call where everyone asks questions.
I'm giving you
all
the
information. It's also kind of a performance review.
Your performance thus far has been subpar. Now, what do the numbers on the $50
bill? I'm 3.
Bloodjaw, do you think maybe I could take some time with the kid? I mean, we've always wanted to have kids, and we've never had any. I feel like maybe you can get more bees with honey.
Olga, not now, please.
I'm trying to do
my work, Olga.
But look at, he's so cute. We've always wanted to have a kid. We don't like babies.
Keep your hands off his cheeks.
He is adorable. He does have adorable cheeks.
Get your hands off his cheeks.
Say if you're even entertaining the idea, like, go ahead and do it. Like, this is the time. This is the time to have a kid.
Oh, all right. Hold on. All right. This is enough. I see my boy is growing up here in this cell. I want him to have a good life. I'm going to give you the information you need.
Finally.
The information you want. I'll go through number by number doing? And explain to you what's going on.
Go through the numbers on this $50 bill. And no funny business. Oh, got to slide the sandwich back a bit. Congrats on your growth. Oh, he's my favorite character. Favorite character.
I knocked over my hot dog. I can't get it.
It's always something. We never know quite what is happening, but something is happening back there. It's like Shaun of Dead. Now, tell me what numbers mean.
All right, we'll start with 6.
706.
Okay, I can't keep... All right, so he's going to check in any moment now, and I just want everyone to be able to greet him. 17 months in the field, gentlemen. Again, it's a record. It's ridiculous without communication. So he's going to have a lot of things to say.
I think that he's going to tell us. I don't think we should ask him the questions. Let's just let him tell us as much information as he can get out.
Right, okay.
It's like playing 50 questions.
When I brought this up as a thing I wanted, did my demeanor suggest that I wanted feedback or notes? It's real simple. He's checking in. I need your help. I need your support. I need you to be present.
Good job, 2/11. Your pee-pee drowned him. We can get out of here now. Come on. Let's go.
I drowned it with my pee-pee, 706.
Good job, 2/11. Hey, hot dog guy.
Oh, God! So much urine!
Let's just leave him. We got a conference call to make.
I don't think I can fit in this Bjorn anymore, 706.
Okay. Wow, look at you.
I'm 3 now.
Look at you. This is really something. You know, if your mom wasn't such a bitch, I'd give her a call and tell her how proud I am of you, but, you know.
Don't use that word. That goes.
You're right. All right, let's go.
She's no mom of mine.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, what's this? You guys... Oh, Bloodjaw! Oh, what have you done?
Olga, I don't want to hurt you. You've been very sweet to 2/11, okay? But we are now leaving this facility. Understood?
No, I want... He's mine now.
2/11. Pee-pee. Pee-pee time.
What are you doing? This is disgusting.
Don't make me do this again.
It's pee-pee time.
It's not
two more obstacles. There can't be more pee-pee. There's so much pee-pee.
One more obstacle.
Just take me with you.
Olga, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Olga. I don't want to do this.
Do it. Go, pee-pee. Pee-pee time.
I don't want to do this. I grew up in a spy family.
It's rising.
God! 706, can you hear us? Can you read us?
706.
706. Base, do you read us?
706.
This is 211 signing in for 706.
211. 211?
I'm 3 years old. It's I'm very dehydrated.
211. Oh, 211. Forgive us. Your father is 706?
My father is 706.
Okay, great. It's just we haven't talked to him in 17 years, so you being three is news.
Wait, 17 years?
We've been here a long time.
We've been waiting to do the seven-month check-in for 16 years now.
Sorry, my mistake. It's clerical error. It's 17 months. It's 17 months.
Okay, yeah. Well, because I'm pretty sure I'm three, but I could be 19, I guess. Anyway, okay. I drowned him with my PP.
Wait, now what?
I drowned him with my PP.
What?
Your father?
I drowned my father with my PP.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Could I ask these questions that I've written down on this paper?
Can we get a little more on that drowning?
What, is this a briefing or a debriefing?
Well, that'll be decided by your input.
I'll tell you what, it was a debriefing because I had to take off my underwear.
Oh, he's got us there, fellas.
That was wonderful.
Can you pass the mashed potatoes? Thank you. I don't know. I mean, he wasn't really, I would say, anyone that was like really in my life in a like a profound way, but he is the father, or was, I should say, the father of Henry. So I guess that, can you pass the mashed potatoes?
Should I be the person that you're talking to about this? Number three in a thruple, and am I going to be the one? He was the father of your kid, but you know what? He got pee-peed to death. So can we move on with our lives?
I just want to talk about this, and that's I just passed.
You
the
just wanted to talk about this. Look, he was pee-peed to death 17 years ago.
You think it gets easier?
I don't know what it gets. I've never been pee-peed to death, or I've never had anybody in my family.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to thruple with you guys. Honestly, this is kind of a boner killer.
Sorry, Dave.
I think I'm good to go. I don't think I...
Okay, young man. I see you want to buy a pack of cigarettes here and some lottery tickets. How old are you? How old are you, by the way?
I think I'm 20 now.
Okay, 20. 20, okay. Can I see some ID, please?
Sure.
Okay, sure. Just hold your hand and put these handcuffs on. Take this mask off. It's me, 211.
706!
706.
You hey, bastard. Rodro,
just doing inventory. What the hell? Shit. Holy
hold
shit.
Hold on, give me 1 second. What's up, Phil?
What's going on?
Your face is off. What happened? I thought I stocked everything.
This guy slapped handcuffs on me. You should fire him.
Roger, going on?
I'll explain it to you in a second.
This guy's my dad. He's an international spy.
What?
Phil, what's going on with the inventory?
There's Monster Energy. What's going on?
He was in the field for 17 months in Budapest, and now he's, I guess, been undercover in a convenience store for 17 years in the hopes that I might stop by at some point to buy something.
Bingo.
Roger, what? We're in a thruple. What's going on?
Take this gun, Phil.
Okay.
Now put it to your temple.
Okay.
Now just hold it there.
What are you doing, 706?
Just hold it there.
Roger,
count to 100. Just count to 100.
Mom's in a thruple now, by the way.
Don't say that. Let's go. You and me, we got to go to headquarters now. Oh, shit. You pulled the trigger. I just told him to count to 100. All right, 211, let's go. I still got that Alfa Romero outside.
Alfa Romero?
Isn't that
well, there's a classic car called Alfa Romeo, but...
Romeo. Not Romero.
No, right, this says Alfa Romero. This is a knockoff, Dad.
Stop calling me Dad.
Hey, you're that spy guy, right? Hey, time for a new car. You must have loved that last one I sold you, didn't you? That Alfa Romero did you well for several... Ow! Why are you punching me?
You son of a bitch, you sold me a knockoff.
I did not. I would never do that. Look, if it makes you feel any better, you want to take a spin in this new Dodge? I got a new Dodge.
Oh, I got
don't
a Dorge.
Tease me. You gotta don't tease me now.
Oh, I got a Dorge changer. Hop in. You're gonna love it.
It's pretty nice. Now look, yeah. I'm a secret spy. I've got to keep up appearances.
Oh, keeping up appearances is what this car does. This is the Dorge charger. It's the Dorge changer. What? Like, you know what? Get out of this car. We're not taking this car anymore.
Hey, hold on a second.
Come over here. We're gonna go to the. This is a food. It's a
hey,
food.
You son
Aries.
Of a bitch.
I love that guy. I love that guy. He's in the background of all of it. He's always in the background of the show.
Hey, you sold me a Toyoma Prica, man. What the hell is this shit?
Oh, I love this guy. You sit down.
Come in.
Hello.
Hello there.
It's me.
What?
706.
706.
706.
It's 706.
706. I'm here.
He's here.
And I have some good news and I have some bad news.
706, your son said that he had removed you with urine, but none of us believed him.
He tried. He tried. His urine filled my mouth to a point where I lost consciousness.
Oh, I think we don't need to hear, actually. I got the picture
then,
from him.
Oh, let him speak.
Okay.
Well, okay.
But you lost consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened?
When I woke up, I was being helped.
Somebody double parked an Aston Marlin out front.
Who are you?
Oh, that's me. That's me.
I do valet parking for the CIA.
Oh, okay. All right. Listen. I'm sure a lot has gone down these last 17, 18, 19 years. I do have somebody in custody that would be of interest to all of us here, I believe.
Keep talking.
I present to you.
Is it the Sphinx?
What?
is it the Sphinx?
No, it's my former son, 211.
Your former son's the Sphinx?
211.
We would have never guessed that.
Does he have a riddle for us? Do you have a riddle for us, 211?
Riddle.
Let me get a pen and paper. I'll be back.
Right. I love riddles.
Where's he going?
I go by Hank now, by the way, and I don't want to be any part of this.
Wait a minute.
Okay,
Hank Scorpio?
I can't figure this riddle out.
You're not Hank Scorpio.
Yeah, I'm Hank Scorpio.
Oh, my God. I followed your work for 7 years. You're a master. I didn't put these two things together.
Ever since I was 13.
Oh,
wait,
my God.
A master at what?
Oh, no.
Put the pee pee away.
He's filled with urine again. And that is scene one, I'm afraid.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian Cocktail Maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Scene 2 comes from Carl, who wrote, "Dear Alchemist, after a year of social isolation, I am readying myself to return to the bright, candy-covered world. However, the only things I look forward to are seeing Bear Supply and Pretty Pretty Pony live." That's the only things? All right. Good choices. Scene suggestion. The Terminator is first sent back to 1984 to kill Connor, Sarah, but no one will answer to that name. I love you all. If the price is right, Carl. Can I get a peach nut latte and a slice of that pumpkin?
Loaf? All right, one peach nut latte and a slice of the what was it?
Pumpkin loaf.
Pumpkin loaf. All right, I'll bring the pumpkin loaf.
Okay, thanks.
I will get peach nut latte.
Ah, a peach nut latte. Okay, okay, let me just serve one at a time, please. Hold on 1 second.
Do you want to know our names, since apparently we have the same order? Or?
I'm sorry, you did not see apron. I meant I will prepare peach nut latte. I not put green apron on. Here's green apron. I work here.
Oh,
I
make... also on the wrong side of the counter there.
Well, I'm
Rusky.
I am new to culture and this town.
But very he makes good. One hell of a peach nut latte. Get back here.
All right.
All right.
I must find and kill her.
So it's going to be $3.60. Can I put a name on your cup?
Connor.
Connor.
Ask for first name.
We don't need a first name. First name.
God damn it. Get under here.
You're hurting my wrist.
You listen to me now. You get first name from her.
All right. Well, that's a man. Hold on a second. Excuse me. Excuse me. Can I get your full name? Just because there's a lot of Connors that come over here.
I'll give you the initial S.
Okay, get down here S. again. Get down here again.
Ow, that's my wrist. That's my steam wand wrist. Excuse
Do you not understand?
You.
I need full name. I can't kill full everyone name. With just S. Connor as their name. That's Steve Connor, John Connor, Simone Connor. You know how many Connors there are with S names?
Okay. Calm down. All right, I'm going to have to be creative. Excuse me, Mr. Connor?
I'm Connor.
Okay, I've got some of these, because of the new state laws and caffeine, you got to be a certain age. So I'm going to have to check your ID. Do you have an ID? Like Sorry. A license, a state ID, a library card?
Right, but you're looking at me, and I clearly am 47 years old, so...
Oh, I can't judge. I can't judge age.
You don't
that
have to judge.
That could be a painted-on mustache. That mustache could be painted on your face.
Or I could be in prosthetic makeup.
Get down here!
Ow, that's my wrist!
Well, we sent him back to 1984, but it's some sort of alternate version of 1984 where flavored coffee drinks and pumpkin pastries are more popular than they're popular 30 years ahead of their time.
Wow, that's fascinating. So in this particular order, he's working on a peach nut latte. I've never even heard of that before.
It's not a drink that even exists in 2021, the universe that we're in now, but for some reason in this version of 1984.
And he's at like a Starbucks type location, is that correct? Like Green Apron and everything, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean Starbucks did exist back then in our reality, but
I just don't remember in the 84, huh? I don't remember that. When was the first time you went to a Starbucks, Bill?
I mean, we're off on a tangent. Now, the important thing the important thing is that the T-1000 find Sarah Connor and kill her. You know.
That's number one.
So the machines can take over.
Yes. No, of course. It's just, it's so funny. I cannot remember the first time I stepped foot inside of a Starbucks. Is that something?
Oh, that's weird.
Now, why would that memory be erased?
It was always there.
Wait, let me run some numbers real quick. You said 1984.
1984.
2021. Oh, this isn't good.
What?
It seems as though our T-1000 is in for some real trouble.
Okay.
Excuse me. I do a lot of the science stuff with the machines, sending people back in time. There is a couple little things that
Hold on. What's your title again?
Assistant scientist in quantum physics, as it would have it.
Can we see some sort of ID? Because I've worked here for years and have never seen you before.
Oh, okay. Well, it's let's see here. It's I guess you could just scan this barcode and it should come up with my identification. I don't have an ID.
Wow.
But look at this. I know how to work this machine.
No, that does check out. His barcode scans. Thank
you. Okay.
Okay. So here's the thing that we didn't quite understand is that, 1984, it turns out we put it to 2004 because I don't know if you're familiar with the Y2K history, but we can't go back before the year 2000. It's a long process, but we made a little
gotcha because everything reset back then. Yeah, the planes fell out of the sky.
Okay,
but then,
okay. So, all right, so this throws off some of our information. Then, so where is Sarah Connor in 2004? What is she up to? What is she doing? Is she still alive?
I don't know. She might have gotten married. A lot of people changed their last names back then. Like when they got married, they would take their husband's last name.
Okay.
Well, John Connor is going to be 19 in 2004 and already building an army.
Oh.
Well, then this was the whole point, to prevent the birth of John Connor.
Listen, we're not giving the T-1000 enough credit. So what? Maybe Sarah's a little older. Maybe John is alive and building armies. He doesn't have a T-1000. Better, right?
Well.
Yeah. Better. Yeah.
Here's the problem.
Everything's better.
Well, I don't know.
Everything's better. You know, I could go for Starbucks now, which is weird. We're talking about it, and I'm like,
what?
I'll just be over here rearranging the newspapers here in this coffee shop.
No, you're supposed to be mopping the bathroom. It's bathroom time.
Get under here with me.
Ow!
I will do tasks as I see fit to do tasks when I need to do tasks.
Look at the checklist, the bathroom.
I have one item on my checklist, and it is find Sarah Connor here in 1984. That is what I'm here to do.
It's 2004.
Wait, what?
It's 2004. What are you talking about, dum-dum? Clean the bathroom.
Give me one of those papers.
That's my paper.
2004. Oh, vice president's son is running for the president. Where's 2000? I do not understand. Where is Sarah Connor?
I don't know. I don't even know who that is.
Where's that other Connor that was just in here?
Hi, welcome to T-Mobile. So you're looking for a phone, you said, that can search the internet. Is that right? Well, we got those. We got plenty of phones. Yeah, okay. So we got a phone here, right here. So what do you want to search, for instance? Like, type in anything.
First of all, I'd like to know where Sarah Connor is. Also, I'd like to know, what is an internet?
Okay, all right. Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Oh, that is funny. What if you ask the internet, what are you? You know what I mean? That's funny. All right, so Sarah Connor. Okay, so Sarah Connor in any specific location. I see that there are 2.4 million Sarah Connors in the world.
Fuck.
Right. But there's only one Sarah Connor in this neighborhood, which is kind of funny.
Really?
Now
Sarah Connor in this neighborhood?
Well, she's married to a Sergey Connor, and they live on... Oh, fuck. You got to pay. Do you want to pay for this service to find out the specific address?
Who do I pay? You?
That's the thing. I don't know. No, I don't know.
Fine. Do it. Fine.
All right. I'm hitting it.
Here's my credit card.
Okay, thank you. Okay, it's probably, you better check out your bank later on, because it could just keep dinging it. Okay. Okay, all right, here we go. So she is at 1250.
Yes, I am Sergey Connor, and wait a minute, you look just like me.
You look just like me, and you live at 1250?
Yes, I live here with my wife, Sarah Connor.
Why, this is, oh no. Oh, I've made a terrible mistake. If you may or may not be me, where were you born?
Where was I born?
Who is that? Who is that?
Hold on a second, honey.
Yes, where were you born?
Well, of course, where was I born? I mean, it's an easy question. In a Starbucks.
Get down here!
Whoa!
You listen to me, T-1000. I don't know what happened in this space-time continuum, but you are me and I am you, and only one of us is standing up from behind this couch.
Look, I am in. I am in, okay? I found Sarah Connor. I don't know if she is the Sarah Connor, but I married a Sarah Connor.
You found a Sarah Connor.
It's going fine.
What is this long game you are playing?
It's going fine.
I can send back the wrong. Is it okay? Also... Have you tried peach nut lattes?
It's incredible.
Look, John, you're doing a great job here at the mechanic shop. Listen, you can continue to take all the scrap metal you want. We're just getting a little worried, man. It seems like a lot of scrap metal.
Well, you're not using it, right?
Well, no, it's
I like to recycle.
All right. I'm not trying to pick a fight with you, bud. I'm just saying it's a little odd.
Well, mind your own business.
Jesus
Christ. I like the perks working here. I like the perks.
Hey, Tommy, you making it for poker later tonight? And also, did you ask this dipwad what's up with the recycled metal?
No and yes.
Okay, great.
Yes.
John, shall I kill these two?
What? What's that?
Nothing. It's, I call it C3P.
You call it C3P.
C3P. Yeah, it's right. Just a little thing I'm working on with the metal, and it's mine. Don't worry about it, okay?
All right.
Just say the word.
There seems to be another one behind him, though.
Just say the word.
They're like Tamagotchis, but they're really big.
Wait, there's a lot of them, though.
Yes, we have replicated ourselves.
Yes, we have replicated.
Like big Tamagotchis.
So anyway, Sarah, I mean, it's crazy. What are the odds that my twin brother would show up out of nowhere for dinner?
Yes, twin brother.
So I guess, what you want to eat, brother?
Human food. Probably.
Human food would be nice. Human food,
probably.
This is what we always have for dinner. Hey, how about that John Kerry? I think he's got a great chance.
He is the only choice for me in this election that is happening here in
2004.
2004.
Oh, Sarah, you're so funny. I gotta get. Whoa, I was just leaving. Hello. Oh, I didn't know you were having guests. Hi.
Hello, I am. I'm a twin brother from other countries.
You didn't tell me you were having guests, Sarah. Don't want to say anything about it. Okay. Well,
she's real tight-lipped.
I'm sorry. My mouth was full. I feel like I do all the eating at the table.
No, it's delicious.
She eats like crazy. She's like 200 pounds. When I met her, she was like rock solid in shape, but now she's a little on heavy side.
It was ever since the baby. I could never get back to my pre-baby weight.
I like it.
Well, I was on my way out.
Oh, wait, why didn't you stay? Why didn't you stay?
I couldn't.
Oh,
I will.
You should. Please do.
Okay,
please
I'm do. In. Hi, name's Julie.
Hi. Oh, you held your hand out like I was supposed to kiss it? Is that how that works?
Yes, kiss it.
Yes.
Julie?
Did you feel that? Are you single?
I am only... Yeah, I What does mean single?
Hey, we should go on double date and see a $1 million baby with Hillary Swank.
sure, we will see the
get down here. I do not like Hillary Swank movies.
It's good. You'll like this. She gets paralyzed. What? She gets paralyzed and then her coach smothers her to death.
I just want to see her get paralyzed. I don't like her movies. Doesn't mean I want to see her paralyzed.
It's good, though.
I don't want to see movies. Who the hell is this, by the way?
He's friend of Sarah. Look, I don't want to go back to the future. It's much better here in 2004. I don't want to go to 1984 either, okay? I like it here.
All right, fine. We'll go on double date with you and Sarah and Sarah's friend.
But not to Hillary Swank movie. What other movies come out in 2004? Give me three other choices.
So where are we, Bill, on this whole operation now? So just go ahead and give it to me.
Well, it's real simple. We basically have to find this John Connor and stop him from building all these robots. This company then comes from that. And the company destroys the world, basically.
Okay. Now, I appreciate this input. I just feel like our mission was to stop a Sarah Connor. Now you're telling me it's a John. So you didn't say the word Sarah.
Sarah's the mother. My mistake. Sarah's the mother. Yeah. So there's a faction of us that wants to let go of the whole premise of trying to get Sarah and just go right after this kid.
Okay, so Sarah no longer poses a threat.
I mean, if she's going to pop out some more Johnnies
So what's the status with the T-1000 that's currently married to her?
Yeah.
Is he going to kill her at some point?
You know, we don't understand why he's been in the field as long as he has and maintained this marriage when he's had so many opportunities to take her out.
Have you ever been married?
I have, 3 times.
So you know you have opportunities to kill. You don't always take them.
Two out of three. Yeah.
Okay. So then we sent in a second T.
So the whole time I thought it was like, you know, village from like 250 years ago, but it turns out they were all like hippies and they were dressing up as these monster to scare the kids. I mean, it's not like Sixth Sense ending, but still pretty good ending.
I don't like his movies. I've seen a couple of the whole twist thing. It doesn't feel like.
Okay. So you don't like Hilary Swank. You don't like M. Night. Is there anything we can go see?
Gentlemen, Sarah and I wanted to tell you something. We thought maybe we should jump into the hot tub.
Wait a minute. Is this hot tub a time machine?
I think we cannot take that scene any further.
No.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian Cocktail Maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Scene 3 is from patron VIP David W., who wrote, a scene suggestion. Scarecrow from The Wizard of Oz is at the beach and finally realizes why the ocean is near the shore. Thanks, David W. in Boston.
You guys want to buy some flip-flops or Ski-Doo boards? I got some beads and also some SPF 50.
Give me the beads! Give me the beads!
All right, beads for this guy here. And that'll be $12, please.
Who's the money?
Listen, thanks for that. You going to use a credit card or you got the confidence what it takes to use cash these days?
I got the confidence, see? I got the confidence to do all kind of things. What I don't have is the cash, see? I don't have the cash.
All right, fair enough. Credit card it is. Can you just sign here, please?
I put my paw on it, see? There, now I signed it. Put my paw on it.
Wow, look at that. What a fancy rig. All right, enjoy your
C
beads.
C2.
Uh-oh.
C2.
Sea-Doo.
This guy's moving kind of slow, huh?
Sea-Doo.
Uh-oh. Oh, Ski-Doo.
This is my friend. I think he wants to rent a Sea-Doo. Or he wants to go look at art in situ, like in a church.
We have Ski-Doos. Could it have been
Ski-Doo.
Yeah, we can rent a Ski-Doo by the hour. It's $422.
Oh, sorry. Our friend the Tin Man seemed to have locked up in the hot sun. We better use the oil here.
There we go.
That feels better. Ski-Doo, please, for an hour.
We thought right, it was a Ski-Doo. Yeah. But it's going to get going to loosen up that jaw a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You seem to know a lot, fella. You're a smart guy. You go to college. You're one of them college kids.
No, no college, but I did get an honorary degree from the wizard.
All righty.
Oh, I'm sorry. You must be having a hard time talking to this dum-dum. Did everybody get everything you needed? We're going to be doing a beach day.
Oh.
Dorothy, don't call him a dum-dum.
Oh, come on. He's got no brain.
You're acting like a real
bitch. Dorothy, why are you being a bitch? Why are you being a bitch?
We're just trying to enjoy a beach day. I just don't want him to dumb the place up, okay? So he got the oil. What is it, suntan oil?
Excuse me, miss. I don't mean to be the one to point this out, but the password is woke. Kabish? Now, you with the degree from, was it the wizard?
Yep, I got an honorary degree, which is just as good as 4 years of institutional learning.
Oh, I'm sure it is. 4 times 7, real quick.
I'll never get that.
The square root of the isosceles triangle is equal to
It's 28, okay? It's 28. I'm telling you, these dumbest rocks.
All right, so the Ski-Doo is $422 an hour. How many hours are you going for there, Skippy?
I don't know. He's too scared to get on a Ski-Doo. This guy won't be able to work it, and the water's going to rust you, Tinny. Okay, so I think we should just skip it and just sit in the sand and get a tan.
Hey, Dorothy.
What?
I feel like you've been a downer this whole trip. We were trying to have a little fun after our crazy adventure. We come to the beach, and then you're a bitch the whole time.
Yeah. I wanted to go back home to Kansas, and here we are at the oceanside. Can you blame me for being disappointed?
And I think you have to have Toto on a leash, by the way. This is not a free-range
Toto's
beach.
Toto's trained, and it's a support animal, so it's fine. It doesn't need a leash, okay? Toto's fine.
Ever since the wizard gave him that vest, he really does think that he's a service animal. It's almost like the wizard just gives you something, and then suddenly you're that thing.
Don't say it.
I'm having an existential crisis.
No, existential crisis. No, look, he gave me this clock that looks like a heart.
It doesn't mean you've got a real heart.
Well, sure it does, because clocks, because they go tick-tock.
Wait, I'm beginning to think that maybe I'm not that smart after all.
Oh, don't say that.
Oh, Jesus, this is, you guys are just coming to realize it, and I want to go home, and here I'm at Jersey Shore. This is ridiculous.
Again, if I can be totally honest with you peeps, 22% of what you've said so far is none of my goddamn business. So, $422 an hour, how many hours you want the Ski-Doo for there, huh, Shiny?
I think we're going to have to...
Hard pass. Sorry, you Ski-Doo? Didn't get the sale.
How about some sunscreen for one of you?
I'm the only one that needs it, and yes, please. Thank
you. Have any kind of wizards on this boardwalk?
Oh, of course we do. How many you want?
Well, just wizard. One would do.
Just one. One wizard's all we need.
Okay, and what are you looking for this wizard to do? Specifically.
I want my courage.
I want a heart.
And I want brains, I guess.
What about you, lady?
Well, I...
Maybe get off the hooch?
The hooch? I like the hooch. I'm not stopping that. I'd like a ticket to Kansas. It should be... I don't know how long of a trip it is, but this is a good start. I don't know if this Wizard of the Coast is going to be able to help me with this, though.
The wizards at here on the Jersey Shore can pretty much do anything. So I got one heart, I got a possible brain, and some courage. And by courage, what are you looking to overcome, if I may?
I'm... looking to overcome my generalized fear at everything in the world.
Ah, see, Jewish fella. Okay, so let me check the Rolodex real quick. and see if one of the wizards is available to help you guys. I'll be right back.
That would be great. Hey, Dorothy.
Huh?
You think maybe you're going to cheer up a little bit?
Well, I mean, I guess it depends on how long this is going to be a walk. The last wizard we had to go to, it was a real long journey. I'm kind of like fed up with it.
Well, this boardwalk is full of all types of interesting characters. Surely there's a wizard here who has the answers for us.
I guess, but I don't want to go on a boardwalk road. I've already followed a yellow...
Why, and where'd you get that two-piece bikini, by the way?
What? It was
where'd you get that?
It was at that shop right there. It was a good
you
deal.
Bought it in the shop?
Yeah. Why?
I don't know. It just seems like a bit much.
A bit much? What do you mean?
It's a lot of gingham. A lot of gingham.
It's a lot of gingham. Or maybe not a lot of gingham.
It doesn't look good.
Yeah, it looks great. It's just like you're like our sister, kind of, you know? It's like strange.
Yeah, it's weird looking at you at in that tiny gingham bikini.
Oh, I'm
also, you have been drinking a lot.
I don't have a problem, okay? I'm just, it's like, it's what you do at the beach. It's
you asked them to add pockets to the bikini so you could put your boons in it. Put your boons in it.
No, who does that? How else are you going to do it? You can't have bottles on the beach. Like, I got to sneak it.
If I had a heart, it would be breaking right now.
If I had courage, I'd stage an intervention.
If I had a brain, I'd know how to finish this sentence in a clever way.
Oh.
All right, where are we? Who needs a wizard? My name is Larry, and I'm happy to help you kids.
We didn't...
Who needs something fixed?
We've just never seen a wizard with so many dreadlocks, sir, or so many face tattoos.
Well, you're the Jersey Shore, my friend.
Your claws are longer than mine.
Thank you.
I've never smelled a wizard. It smells that bad.
That's Old Spice, and by old, I mean very. Now then, who needs what, when, and how?
Courage, please. I need some courage.
Courage?
Yeah.
That's all you need?
That's all I need is courage. I'm a big old fraidy cat.
My cousin Tommy runs a boot camp about 3 miles from here.
Oh, yeah?
He'll fix you up real fast. You'll believe you can accomplish anything.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Wizard. I'm going to go right now. Goodbye, everybody. I'm going to go get courage.
Bye, Lion.
What about you, kid? What can I get you?
Well, you see, when I open this, I got a ticker, but I want a real one, a heart.
Oh, you want to feel things.
I want to feel things. Yeah, that's it. I want to feel things.
Okay, kid, we got you covered. Let me just get this number here. All right. You call this number. You ask for Timbo. Timbo. All right? Yeah, you tell him you want to feel things. My friend, you are going to be happy. Gabby?
Wow. Yeah. Wow, you're great. You're great, Wizard. Thank you.
You bet.
Bye, Scarecrow. Bye, Dorothy.
Enjoy. All right, then. Scarecrow, was it? What do you need this?
I'm dumb as rocks.
Right?
I want a brain.
Oh, you want to think things. Is that it?
Yeah.
You want to be able to figure things out.
Yeah.
You want to learn the way of the land.
I guess.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. There's a liquor store around the corner. I'm going to give you this gun. I want you to go in there and rob the place. Just point the gun at the person behind the counter and say, give me all your cash. Then you get popped. Then you go to the joint. When you're in the joint, you're going to learn everything there is to know about life. Well, you're welcome.
That sounds convoluted. Dorothy. Yeah. Dorothy, wake up.
Yeah.
Dorothy, wake up.
Wake up.
Wake Dorothy, up, Dorothy.
Dorothy, it's 2024. The machines have won.
No.
Oh, the machines have won. No, the robot apocalypse happened.
You were blacked out for the whole goddamn war. You wouldn't put the booze down, Dorothy. You missed it all.
No, I was in a dream. I was in a dream. And
who was in it?
You're still... Yeah, who was
all
in it?
All my uncles were in it. We were on a beach, and I was wearing the tiniest bikini. With
your uncles?
That is creepy.
All three of you.
I know. That's who we are. We're your uncles, but that's creepy.
Yeah.
How is she doing? Did I miss everything? I hope she's okay. Looky here.
You seem to
be recovering rather well.
It was pretty trippy. You were a dog. You were a dog, Dad.
Of course I was.
Dorothy, come with me if you want to live.
Through that portal?
Yes, yes, through portal, through portal.
All right, get me out of here.
Okay, look, I got to be honest with you. I'm just doing this so my brother can have a wife.
What?
All right?
Like, do you like movies from 2004?
What? That's way in the future.
Oh, no, it's that mean Mrs. Gulch. She's going to take away your dog.
No, let me go through the dog's fine. I don't care about the dog. Let's go to the portal.
You don't care about the dog?
Hi, welcome to Starbucks. What can I get for you?
That's our show for today. We will finish it at Starbucks. Oh, where everything goes to find its place. Let's thank all of our alchemists. Joey Greer had to run. He had an appointment with something about a crack dealer, which I didn't even know was still a thing. But yeah. We give our thanks to Joey and wish him luck along his journey, as long as he remains in the background. Next up, Chris Alvarado. Thanks so much, Christopher.
And, thank you.
Let's send folks over to the Comedy Fix, please. A podcast.
That sounds good. Yeah, that's a podcast that I do, the Comedy Fix. Hey, if you want to do the opposite of what you just heard here, meaning improvise but dramatically, consider taking a workshop with me. Chris-Alvarado.com/workshops, baby. Spots are filling up. People are watching the classes. It's a good time. It's a real time. You know what I mean? Some of that drama.
Real time. Sure.
Yeah.
Go that, please. And let's hear from one of the former students now, if we could, who had a successful run at that class. Larry, is it?
Yeah, my name's Larry. We had a real good class.
Thanks, Larry.
It was dramatic. Thank you.
And Mark Gagliardi, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it's always a delight. Thanks for having me.
Where can folks find your wares should you want to share them?
I'm online at Mark Gags on everything. And I have a podcast with Hal Loveland called We Got This with Mark and Hal. So check that out on Maximum Fun.
That's been going on a couple of years now. Six years. Six years.
Whoa.
Yeah, congrats on that.
Thank you.
Very cool. Well. And Craig Krakowski, thank you so much for being here as always.
Oh, my pleasure. Sorry if I wasn't 100%, you know, concentrated during this recording because I was finishing Witchboard the entire time. And Tawny Katane, rest in peace, was fantastic in it. And that Ouija board, man, the demons that it contained, woo! That was scary. So absolutely check it out. It's only on VHS
And good luck finding it.
Yeah, good luck finding it.
Yeah, and thank you, Craig, whose Wi-Fi we will fix between now and next time just to get our producer and engineer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bain, the hell off our backs. James Heaney, thank you very much from Chicagoland, and still looking for that address at Crystal Lake whenever you're comfortable. And I will text you my address to send me a key so I can go break into your place and solve your problem.
Thank you. I do appreciate it.
With garbage and trash. And let's thank our engineer and producer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bain.
Bain.
The fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, thanking you, each and every damn one of you, for listening to us and giving us your suggestions via our new email, alchemythisemail@gmail.com. Please tell everyone you've ever met, and if you have a moment, write a review. Be kind to each other, wear masks when asked, and until next time.
Alchemy this.
Yes.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.